Legal English Basics. Unit 9, Track 9. Termination of Employment. An employment relationship may be terminated by either an employer or the employee. If an employer dismisses an employee, they must do it lawfully. And if the employee is full-time or part-time, they have to give a notice period. An employee may continue working until the end of the notice period, or an employer may choose to pay the employee for the notice period and release them from further work duties. This is called payment in lieu of notice. The amount of notice an employee gets depends on their length of service with their employer. If less than 1 year, an employee gets 1 week's notice. Between 1 and 3 years, 2 weeks. Between 3 and 5 years, 3 weeks, and for more than 5 years' service, an employee gets 4 weeks' notice. If an employee is over 45 and has at least 2 years' continuous service, they get 1 extra week's notice. A work contract can provide more notice, but sometimes employees are not entitled to notice of termination, for example, if they are casual employee, are dismissed for serious misconduct, or are employed for a set task or a period of time. If an employee resigns from their employment, they may also need to give notice. A work contract will tell you whether notice needs to be given and how much. If an employee does have to give notice but they don't, their employer may be able to keep some of their final pay to make up for this. Whether an employee resigns or is dismissed, if they are paid in lieu of notice, the employee must be paid at least the same amount they would have earned if they had worked the notice period.